Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome into the Flight Plan Podcast. We are not doing a game recap because the game was Thursday. We will reference the Patriots-Jets game and the Jets loss there, but we are going to get into Justin Fields, that game a little bit, but more importantly, the news today that Justin Fields has been benched again. Tyrod Taylor will get the start this weekend. I'm Tim McMaster. He's Zach Rosenblatt. Thanks for joining the show. We are, whether you're watching us or listening to us, give us a five-star review, all the stuff. And get in the comments as well and let us know throughout this show, like what you think about the latest quarterback news with the New York Jets. We were going to record this episode in the morning, Zach, like 10 a.m., get it out there, ready to go. Maybe we would have talked a little bit more about the Patriots game, but you needed to delay it. And good job, man, because in between then and now, Justin Fields has been officially benched. So how did you hear that news? Just like, the rest of us.
Well, I will say it's like the old days of Can't Wait, where it felt like we were spurring news a lot of the times. Like it was like us choosing a recording time led to news happening in that window before we recorded. So this is a return to our roots. But I would say I heard about it first when Diana let me know that it was coming. She was the one that broke it. She had a source tell her, and then she got it confirmed, and then she broke it. And then what I was curious to see, knowing that it was coming, was because, you know, the way the Jets have been so coy about the quarterback position with Aaron Glenn, I was curious if nobody else would report it, like, nationally, and Aaron Glenn would get into his press conference on Wednesday and be like, either option A, ask Diana, or option B, I'm not talking about the quarterback. So I don't think that's going to happen at this point, because we even had Jeremy Rucker today on his press conference saying that Aaron Glenn told the team that he was benched. So clearly they're not hiding it anymore. I'm happy. Like it was such a not, especially with the season so lost, like it was so stupid. So we'll get into everything, but yeah, you know, I'm not sure I expected it to come out on Monday, but I think it's smart for Aaron Glenn to just do it, rip off the Band-Aid instead of delaying it.
Yeah, and you wonder, and we can get into it, but like if Tyrod Taylor hadn't gotten hurt, like would it have ever gone back to Fields anyway? So Fields' last performance of this run, and he could start again because Tyrod Taylor could very easily get hurt. But of this run, the Patriots game was interesting because that first drive was like, in my mind, like everything that they should have done with Justin Fields this season, but maybe didn't. Like there was a lot of RPOs. There was a lot of Justin Fields running. They take the ball. They go 14 plays, 72 yards. They take 8 minutes off the clock. It was like, oh, this is this is what they should do. Shorten the game, run the ball a lot. But then after that, it was just kind of more kind of evidence that this is just, it's just not going to work with him. I think here he ended up 15 of 26, 116 yards and a touchdown, which by the way, Zach, is like his best game in a while. And 11 carries for 67 yards. He was effective with his legs. And it was interesting. I'd love your take on this. It was like the Patriots weren't expecting him to run as much as they have, as much as he did, because I think he hasn't run as much as he probably should have this season. And the Patriots going into the game with that. But then that first drive, I think they were surprised and it was effective because they were not prepared for like all these planned run plays from Justin Fields.
I mean, not only that, but like it's hard to stop because Justin Fields is a pretty unique athlete, and so, and they haven't done a lot of design runs with him this year, and it's been kind of maddening to a degree. And not only were they surprised by it and did it work so effectively, like, you know, the Jets are going to run the ball even if you don't know if it's going to be Fields doing it, and they were still able to effectively run the ball all the way up, and they got the touchdown at the end of it. But he had 6 carries, I believe, on that first drive, if I'm not mistaken. And I think he only finished with like 11 for the game.
Yeah.
Didn't have another one until the second half. They got away from it because they said they, you know, you can't just run him all the time because you don't want to put him in harm's way. What are you talking about?
Like, I mean, it is football.
Like, I get it to a degree. Like, I'm not saying you need to give, he needs to have 25 carries.
Right.
But like, that's why you bring Justin Fields in. That's his weapon. And he can't play quarterback regularly. So like, you're scared to let him throw the ball also. So we don't need to go too deep into that because it's relatively old news, but yeah, I mean, he was bad in that game. Like, he definitely wasn't all his fault. Like, this was not like they lost because of Justin Fields type of game. You know, Adonai Mitchell had 2 drops. One of them would have been a long touchdown. I don't think the deep ball, as I went back and watched it, it wasn't like a perfect throw. We underthrew him a bit, but it was in his hands. Should have caught it. There was another one that Mitchell dropped. Jeremy Rucker dropped one in the fourth quarter on fourth down when they were still kind of had a little bit of a shot. And so those were big mistakes, but Fields also missed guys badly. He was locking in on the first read every single time. You know, John Metchie had a good game. John Metchie wide open on the touchdown. The cornerback trips. Justin Fields still hesitates to throw the ball initially. He like pats it and waits and waits and waits. He was open the whole time. Like, the guy tripped pretty early. He finally throws it and it's a touchdown. But like, he was so scared to even throw it to the wide open guy down the field because there was like guys around him and he was scared of, I don't know, throwing a pick or something. And so it's gotten to a point where, and I've said this over and over again, it's in my story that we're going to be spending a lot of this pod kind of covering. The goal for this season is evaluation, and it's hard to evaluate these guys on offense with a quarterback who can't or won't throw the ball. So it was time to bench him. It's ironic. I walked into the post press conference room with Connor Hughes and I said, never forget, because that was the same room where Zach Wilson stood there and Connor Hughes got him canceled, basically, where, you know, Connor was like, do you take responsibility for the defense? The defense had a great game. Do you take responsibility for like not playing your end of the bargain or whatever it was? And he just says, no. It's a whole firestorm. Teammates lose their mind that he said that. He had like 77 passing yards that day. Wilson gets benched, demoted to the third string. Mike White becomes a starter. Joe Flacco's the number 2. And so now it's just so perfect that the same kind of thing. I mean, the defense was terrible. That's the difference this time.
Yeah.
The defense stinks. But in terms of like quarterbacks in New England, like the Jets, recent history is kind of falls in line here, and we'll get into why I think that scenario I just said of getting demoted to third string is probably what I would do. But Fields had to get benched. Like that game was, I mean, the play I keep referring to, which just blew my mind in the moment because I couldn't believe what I saw and I had to watch the replay, is when he hit the back of Olufoshinu's head with a pass. Like, that's why a pass fell incomplete. He hit the left tackle, and it's not like Justin Fields can use like the 2 excuses of I'm really short, or Kyler Murray, or, you know, Bo Nix, all these guys who are like, maybe not Bo Nix, I can't remember how tall he is, but guys that are under 6 feet tall who can't see over the line of scrimmage, blah, blah, blah. That's Justin Fields is like 6'2", 6'3". He hit the back of his left tackle's head for an incompletion on third down. Like, I was like, all right, that had to be the moment. And then it was a bad snap, but I don't think he needed to drop it still. The one they fumbled it away, that pretty much ended the game. And yeah, I don't know. Like, everybody says it. He's a nice kid. I'm sure he's a great teammate. Everybody seems to like him. But I do not want to watch Justin Fields play quarterback anymore. Like, I've seen enough.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
All right, you mentioned that the story's coming tomorrow, so this is a good teaser for it about, like, and you were already writing this before this news about what do you do with Justin Fields the rest of the season? Now he becomes, you know, option A is he becomes number two to Tyrod Taylor. That's where we are. The other option is dropping him down to third string quarterback and having Brady Cook as your number two. Are you saying you prefer that option so you don't have to watch Justin Fields play quarterback anymore?
Even beyond my personal preference, I would say I mean, it's a little bit different because the idea with Zach Wilson was, I mean, this is how they said it. I don't know if they, I mean, maybe Saleh did believe in him still, but like the idea was they were going to let him get removed from the spotlight, let him just really focus on developing in the background and not have the threat of playing again. They had two good options then. And they had the ability to, I mean, obviously it didn't last long because both those guys got hurt and Zach Wilson had to play again. Because that's how it works around here. But,
and tried not to, and we don't need to relive that.
Yeah, yeah. But, and the difference here is, like, they're not trying to develop Justin Fields. Like, the future, if he has a future with the Jets, it's as a backup. Like, it's not like he's our long-term guy. Like, they know now he's not the long-term guy. I'm curious how they address it on Wednesday when Glenn talks. So it's not that. But, like I said, the goal is evaluation, and he is a deterrent to that. So you put Tyrod in. Tyrod's a flawed quarterback. He's somebody who is probably going to get hurt at some point because he always does, unfortunately. And the question then becomes, do you want to be in a situation where you're starting Justin Fields again 2 weeks from now? I don't think you do. Do I think Brady Cook is the answer? No, I do not. Do I think he's even like an NFL quarterback? I lean more towards no than yes. But like the chance that he can come in and at least be serviceable, manage the game, and potentially be a backup for you in the future. Like you're, the goal with Brady Cook, someone like Brady Cook, is to develop him into a future backup. And so you have somebody at low cost like that. He's currently on the practice squad. They'd have to call him up. But so that's why I would do Tyrod 1, Brady Cook 2, make Justin Fields the emergency third quarterback and just get through the rest of the season with Brady Cook and Tyrod Taylor and just call it a day, because I just don't see any benefit in a lost season of playing Fields anymore. Like, I get the argument that I've seen some make, where it's like, well, Fields is under contract next year, Tyrod isn't. Like, why not just keep riding it out with Fields? Well, you need to evaluate Mitchell, Mechie, Arian Smith, Isaiah Williams, and you need to get Mason Taylor some reps. And these guys are not going to see the ball if Justin Fields is throwing it, or they're not going to see it in the right way they need to. And I think Tyrod, because again, he's a flawed player, holds onto the ball too long, but he's not going to be scared to throw it, especially downfield. So maybe you see a little more Arian Smith. He didn't really play the other day, which kind of says a lot about what this staff maybe thinks about where he's at. But John Mechie looked pretty good. Adonai Mitchell, you know, we haven't had a chance to talk since Thursday. He had the drops, but like physically, like he was winning matchups with Christian Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. Like that's notable. Really impressive athletically, speed. And there's something there if the right coaching staff can like unlock something in him. And I don't know if this is the right staff, frankly, yet, but I'm very curious by him, and you need someone who's going to be able to keep delivering him the ball. And Fields technically did that, and he dropped it. He also was open on one play where Fields missed him. But anyway, I think Tyrod is not going to be afraid to throw it down the field to a guy like that, or Mechie, or Arian Smith, or, you know, Isaiah Williams seems like they like as a receiver too. I just want to see this offense with Tyrod. I don't think they're going to win many, if any, games, but these receivers will at least get a chance to catch the ball.
If they don't think Justin Fields can get the ball out, well, that's clear. And Brady Cook, you know, he's a rookie. just not, we haven't seen him in a game, but like, do you assume that he will really struggle if placed in a game? Is there a world where they like look and try to pull someone in off the trash heap? And if this is if Taylor got injured.
Yeah, I mean, they did work out Dorian Thompson Robinson recently, and who's the other one? I just blanked. He was a guy that was drafted, and he was really bad. It's going to bother me. I saw it. It was they worked out where is it? Oh, Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ridder, who's not very good, but like, you know, maybe a guy like that, or you pull somebody off somebody's practice squad or something like that. They probably should bring another arm in just in case Brady Cook is just not it. But I just take flyers on some guy. Like, that's what Brady Cook is. He's a flyer. Adrian Martinez was just cut by the 49ers. He was on their active roster. You could always bring him back into the mix too. The quarterback is their quarterback room is probably not going to include anybody that's currently in the quarterback room next year. I would say, like, if putting my money on it, we're going to run through the scenarios. There is a scenario where Fields is back next year. And I think even logical to a degree, but there's only like one specific scenario where I think they would even consider it. But anyway, we can get into that now, but Taylor and Cook rest of the way. That's what I would do. We're going to find out Wednesday. I'm curious if Glenn tells us, maybe he won't, but I would just bump him down to QB3. There's no point of making him two.
All right. So you teased it. Next year, what do you do with Justin Fields into the offseason? Maybe not next year, because a lot of these end before next year. Option A, you release him. I guess the biggest question there is like the contract and dead money and all that stuff. But it's not prohibitive, if I remember correctly, Zach, when they initially signed him. The contract was structured in a way that we even said, like, if they walk away after 1 year, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's especially not that big of a deal because, like, we'll talk about a lot as we start really just looking ahead to the offseason, which I'm sure we will, is they're going to have a lot of cap space this offseason, like over $90 million as of now is what they're projected. I'm sure it'll probably come in closer to like 70, 75. But they have a lot of space, even with all the dead cap hits they have coming up. So let's say if they just want to outright cut Justin Fields, not spread it out, like, we can afford to just take the hit now and just not let it linger. You only get $1 million in cap savings and you incur $22 million in dead cap, which sounds like a lot. But again, they have a lot of cap space. So I realize it would not be ideal to have, you would have that. And you would also have Aaron Rodgers as $35 million on the books for next year for two quarterbacks who aren't playing for you. You never like seeing that. But, you know, if at the end of the day, if you can just get out of this contract, you do it. If you want to do post June 1 and you spread it out over multiple years, then it's only a $13 million dead cap in 26 and they save $10 million. They did do that with the Rodgers contract, even though they didn't have to. So maybe that's just how Darren Muji does things. But I would say this is the likeliest outcome, is that he gets released in one of those options. But as you'll see, we have some other options too. So
option B, trade Fields. And obviously, who is going to trade for Fields?
I mean, if you're trading him, you're probably eating most of the contract and maybe even
that, like, a
draft pick to get something else. But
yeah, like a seventh round pick swap.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't, nobody's going to be interested in him as a starting quarterback. Certainly. I've said this earlier in the year, like, I'm intrigued by him as a backup to like a quarterback that's mobile. So it's like a seamless fit. So, 'cause I do think he's like an intriguing number two, maybe not in New York, but I'm intrigued by him.
Yeah, because you can do things with him. Like, you can bring him in.
You can do things with him. And like, as Connor said on our other pod, like, even if you don't have a mobile quarterback, like, the way he would come in and be just a wildly different kind of quarterback than the one you have, that could be a weapon in a way too. So like, I like the idea of him as a high end number two. And so like, but if you're looking at teams that are a mobile offense, have a mobile quarterback, I wrote down Ravens, Eagles, Commanders would be most intriguing, as Ravens, Lamar Jackson, that offense, probably a good fit there. Eagles, good at developing quarterbacks behind Jalen Hurts. Commanders, Jaden Daniels, mobile quarterback. And their backup there is Marcus Mariota, who I think will have some opportunities this summer. So I don't think they're going to trade him. I don't know why anyone would give up a draft pick for him, but you have to throw it out there because it is technically a possibility.
And like you said, they'd have to pick a lot of the money up, because if he's going to be the backup, he's not getting backup money right now. He's getting starter money. All right. Option C. I think this is the worst option. Keep Fields as a bridge number two quarterback for a first round rookie quarterback if they choose to take the rookie this year. I think this is the worst, Zach, because I think we've learned this year that, like, this isn't the guy you want showing a rookie the ropes. As far, I mean, maybe there's some leadership things, but like, as far as being a quarterback in the NFL, this isn't who you want teaching a young guy what to do.
I mean, all due respect, but Fields cannot process when he's on the field, and you want somebody who is capable of doing that mentoring, or, you know, maybe that role is a little overdone, but like, you want somebody in there who at least knows what they're talking about, has been around the block, and has some level of ability to process what's happening on a football field. And I don't get the sense that Fields is very particularly good at that. So there's that. And there's also the, you know, this will come up again all off season, assuming they draft a quarterback. You don't want to do what you did last time, which is you hand Zach Wilson the starting job and you have nobody in the building who's legitimate competition. If you draft somebody and keep Justin Fields, I don't know if that's viewed as legitimate competition, because I don't know how you could go into week one with Justin Fields as your starting quarterback. So to your point, this is probably the worst of all the scenarios for sure.
Yeah. And they can't, I know some teams still do it, but it's just never works out when you make the rookie, the starter week one. It just doesn't work out. Option D, keep Fields as training camp competition for a mid-tier veteran and or a rookie. I mean, and that was the idea there, and then you end up releasing him at the end of camp.
I mean, I didn't even think about that part of it. I guess that would be possible.
Like, keep him around for the summer.
Like, so this scenario more falls in, you know, it seems a consensus right now, and this could change. Like, Jackson Dart at this time last year wasn't a first rounder, probably. But the consensus seems to be that it's a two quarterback class for Nita Mendoza and Ty Simpson. Because nobody seems to think Dante Moore is going to go into the draft, or Arch Manning, whatever you think of him. Like, it seems like a lot of these guys are going to return to college. So it's those two guys at the top, and then maybe a project like Lenore Sellers later if he doesn't go back to college, but it sounds like he might also. So anyway, the point being, you know, in this scenario, if you get to the draft and you're in a position where you're maybe not either able to draft one of those two guys, or you're not able to trade up and get them, or you don't believe in those two guys, and you kick the bucket at 2027, then you're probably bringing in a veteran who can get the job done for a year, and you can also take a flyer on a guy in the late first or after the first round, and then still get a quarterback next year if that doesn't work out, like what the Browns did with Dylan Gabriel, which probably was a terrible pick, but still, like, you're taking a flyer on a guy. If he stinks, okay, you try again next year, kind of thing. And so
they did two. They took two flyers.
Yeah,
both them on Sunday.
Yeah, oh my gosh, Shador was so bad. But if, I don't know if you didn't hear, but he didn't get any first team reps all season. So
yes,
that's been the whole thing. Yeah. But yeah, so this one would be the least exciting, I would say, out of this group, because you're having somebody like a Marcus Mariota, Jimmy G. You know, I won't go into all the options right now. I'll have some of them in the story tomorrow. But a guy like that,
Mac Jones
would be the intriguing one. I kind of have him. More in my next option that we'll go over. But because I'm higher on him now than I was before. But yeah, it'd be something like that. Not a particularly exciting thing, but a professional quarterback who can at least lead your team. You know, there's some options out there. None are particularly exciting. You're kind of going into the area that we were probably discussing at this time last year when we were thinking about who the Jets might consider. Like, you know, maybe you trade for a Jacoby Brissett or like a
Jacoby Brissett threw for 450 yards yesterday.
I know. And he completed like 47 passes, something like that. Jameis Winston is a name that's always thrown around. It'd be somebody like that plus a mid-round rookie or something plus Justin Fields, I would say. And then you have like a Giants-esque training camp competition where all three guys are getting reps. And, you know, it's a distraction for the summer. And then you get to the season and you're like, oh, okay, never mind. They don't have a quarterback still, so.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
All right, yeah. So option E is keep Fields as a number two quarterback for a notable veteran quarterback. And that's where you're putting Mac Jones into the notable.
Yeah, which is kind of.
And that's just saying we're going to get a veteran quarterback to be our quarterback, at least for 1 year.
Yeah, exactly. That I know I'm not ready to like throw out a bunch of names in terms of like big game hunting. So I'm not going to do that yet. That's it for another pod where we just completely focus on other options. But, you know, this is like a...
You don't want to stir the pot with Joe Burrow?
Yeah, I mean, that's the name everybody keeps throwing around. I just don't see that happening personally, but it's early. Like Mac Jones, he mentioned, Jimmy G, who I mentioned before, Tanner McKee on the Eagles. I think Davis Mills has actually looked pretty good the last couple of days for the Texans. I'm not a believer in Kyler Murray as an option personally, but if the Cardinals were to cut him and you could sign him for a Justin Fields-esque deal, then you have him for a year and then you bring in the rookie next year, like something like that. I would understand where Fields is a backup to one of those guys. And this is the only scenario I think where you actually should keep Fields, where you're like, okay, we're not really going to draft anybody that we feel has a chance to be our starter. We're going to sign or trade for a veteran that is our no doubt starter. And we'll keep Justin Fields here as the number two in case we need him, kind of thing. Like that's the only scenario I see that makes sense to keep him. And it's not, it's not an exciting scenario. It doesn't really lock you in for the future. You need to get lucky on a Daniel Jones type ultimately, which is what they tried to do with Fields. And maybe Mac Jones is that guy. But you also have to trade for Mac Jones. And I don't know what the 49ers are going to ask for him because he's very inexpensive right now. So I don't know what that would cost. So it's none of these are particularly exciting. If you're keeping Fields, that's why I think ultimately number one, releasing is the most likely outcome.
Yeah, the problem with the like proven or notable veteran quarterback is I feel like it's not the long-term answer, right? So
yeah, unless you're getting Joe Burrow, yeah.
Well, right. You're kicking, yeah. Well, I don't know. My feeling, I mean, Joe Burrow is always hurt too. Like that
always
just feels
hurt.
Like it would end badly for the Jets if they did trade for Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
But you're kicking the can down, you know, 1 year. Okay, well, we like the next class better, which if that's the case, fine. If you have like super high grades on all those guys that are going back to school, plus whoever else will be developing, it's clearly going to be a better quarterback class a year from now than it is going to be this spring. But then you have the quarterback's rookie year when they're going to struggle, right? So that's not going to be a successful season. So suddenly you're looking at, all right, 2028 is the year that like we're going to have some kind of turnaround.
Which is why it's a great point. It's why the kick in the can down the road thing is really risky for a GM and coach.
Mugi and Glenn, right? Because like, yeah, you're kicking the can down the road for some other front office, you know, new head coach to grab it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Not great.
And you're, you know, if you draft Mendoza or Simpson, or if there's somebody else that emerges, and that guy at least shows some signs that he's the guy, like Jackson Dart. I mean, Dable didn't survive, but he was in his fourth year, so it's a little different. So if you get that guy, that does probably buy you a little bit of time with ownership and stuff. You're like, look, we got the quarterback. Like, we just need to figure out we need to develop him. We need to figure out everything around him. And they'd be only in year two next year. Whereas if you push it off another year, let's say they push it off and Jimmy G is their quarterback next year, and they win five games, like that's, you're going into the next year completely on the hot seat, not guaranteed to come back. And so,
and if you win five
young
games,
so.
And if you win five games, you're not in a great position to draft the quarterback you want. You know what I mean? Like you're going to be picking what, like seventh or eighth. Even right now, we felt, I mean, through the first couple months, right? It was like, oh, the Jets are going to have the number one pick. Well, they win two in a row. Now they're fifth. I mean, who knows? They could still end up.
They have a big game. That Saints
Tennessee
game is gonna,
feels pretty, pretty bad.
That Saints game is going to be pretty big.
Yeah.
They play the Saints in New Orleans in December. That's going to be a big decider because that, I don't see them beating the Ravens. We'll get into like the schedule probably later in the week, but like, don't see them beating the Ravens. Don't see them beating, I mean, the Falcons, I guess, are beatable. Dolphins are beatable, though they look good.
So they have that tiebreaker.
I mean, did beat the Browns. That's true. I don't think they're going to beat the Jaguars. The Saints is interesting. You play the Bills. Seems like they have something to play for. Like it's, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. They're the Jets, so they're probably going to win too many games, but they do have the ammo to trade up also. Like,
right.
That is notable. And
so hard to trade up to 1-2. You have to give up so much. It'd just be nice. Exactly. This season has been so bad that you shouldn't have to that would be the that would have been the argument to keep starting Justin Fields.
True.
Which is, but, like,
I mean, he might be starting again soon for all we know. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. So currently fifth, Tennessee feels like that they're not good.
They're bad.
They may,
but they don't need a quarterback, but they don't need a quarterback. Yeah, need a quarterback.
Oh, that's true. So that one doesn't really matter. The Giants aren't going to take a quarterback.
Nope.
So that's good. The Browns will take a quarterback, which is just funny. And then there's the Saints. So yeah, I guess they're in a, even now at five, you really only need to move up to probably four to get one of those two guys. Although then you're at risk of somebody trading up over
somebody else jumping up. Yeah.
Yeah. So, which is always, cause I'm sure the Tennessee and the Giants would love to trade back. So,
I mean, anyway. By the way, the Rams have the Falcons pick, and the Falcons just lost Penix for the year, and they look pretty bad.
London's
going to miss a couple weeks at least. Yeah. Well, I don't think London's out for the year. I think he's out.
No, just a little bit.
But so the Rams, in theory, could have a top five pick and also maybe win a Super Bowl, because that looks like the best team in the NFL right now.
They look really good.
Pretty crazy.
They look really good. All right. Well, hey, one more note besides all the Justin Fields talk, and that is that the Jets made a signing today. Kalen Saunders, two-time Super Bowl MVP with the Chiefs.
No, champion, not MVP.
He didn't win MVP. Yeah. Sorry. And Super Bowl champion. My bad.
Yeah.
I think, and I saw this a lot, was like, why, not from Jets fans, but from other people in the NFL, like, why did he choose the Jets?
It seemed like
he's not like a star player, but he's a guy that's been on very good teams, and obviously,
yeah, I mean, it's a fair question. Like, the report was that he had interest from a few other teams, so the two options are, number one, he actually didn't, and that was just the agent getting people to do their bidding, or number two, the Jets were like, we feel like you'll play a lot right now, and we feel like you'll have a role with us next year too. So maybe that would be the appeal. Like, we don't only want you for this year, we want you for 2026 also. Like, he hasn't played for the Jaguars this year. I don't know if he was hurt or what the situation was, but before that he played a lot for the Saints, and he was a rotational guy for the Chiefs when they were really good on defense. So I never blame anybody for beefing up. They need guys. So,
well, that's the thing, is like, they, especially now, right? Like, Quinnen's gone, and there's definitely a need for depth. So,
totally.
Good job by them to continue to do this, even if you're just getting a look at them the rest of the season. All right. Any closing notes, Zach?
Yeah. I'm sure we'll come back with a pod later in the week. And maybe I'll try and get us a guest or something. But yeah, we'll hit you guys back later this week. Now that we have the normal schedule, we'll have more consistent schedule.
I feel partially responsible.
No, it's also my fault. It's also my fault. But and we'll try and get some, like, Dane Bruglers and Connor Rogers and maybe some Joe Will Parkinson's, and try and talk about things other than the games.
Well, Joe is fully on the Ty Simpson bandwagon, so.
Oh, perfect. So we can get his perspective on that.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. We'll talk to everybody later. We'll talk after Aaron Glenn speaks on Wednesday. Yeah. So probably like Thursday morning or Wednesday afternoon, because that's going to be the next interesting thing coming out of Jets, is how Aaron Glenn handles this whole thing. So it'll be fascinating. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Oh, also, we're vertical now too, horizontal and vertical on YouTube. So I noticed some of the comments coming from the vertical version, but there are both. Let us know in the comments what you think of that. It's just a new, like, tool we had. I don't know if it's useful or not, but let us know, and we'll talk to everybody soon. Thanks for tuning in to Flight Plan.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As a season shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.